What can I help you with?
I just wanted to check on my application. Melton.
Courtney Melton tries to do this at least once a week. Check on her application at Greening Park. She's been on the wait list for about 8 months. She has 3 kids, ages 3, 7, and 11. And in her words, it's starting to get scary. Her family lives in an RV parked at Schweitzer Village.
I'm parked in my mom's driveway, and so we can't do that. We'd have to have our own lot. They just don't have one available for us, so we have to move.
As that day creeps closer, Courtney is running through her options. She could stay at AWARE, a domestic violence shelter, but her boyfriend, not the person she has issues with, watches her kids when she's at work, and the shelter doesn't allow men.
You know everybody's going to have a wait list.
She's advised to call around to different places. Maybe something will open up.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So I'm at the top of their waiting list, and it looks like I could be in soon, it seems like, but I don't know. It just depends.
Courtney's family used to have dual income, and money wasn't as tight. She was married. She moved back to her hometown of Juneau with her husband last year. They were living in Oregon, and moving back was supposed to be a fresh start. She says she didn't always feel safe in the relationship, and the fighting escalated. Then last summer, her husband took a job as a commercial fisherman. He was gone for weeks at a time. When the season ended, he didn't come back.
So I was relieved at first. Now I'm kind of torn and like, you know, I need him here. I need him to help with the kids, and I need help with everything.
In October, she put her name on the list at Greening Park. The housing complex has 96 units, and about half of those are eligible for a Section 8 voucher. Some apartments are rented out at market value. Others are subsidized based on income. Courtney works at a sports bar and grill and picks up extra shifts at another restaurant when the cruise ships are in town. In the off-season, she makes about $1,000 a month, and if she gets into Greening, she would pay no more than 30% of that.
A lot of times people want to know exactly when we're going to have a new unit, and that's really impossible to know.
Tamara Rowcroft is the general manager. She says typically a space opens up every month, but they don't force anyone to move out. If someone's income improves, the rent gets adjusted.
The most you would pay for rent? Well, right now our market rent for a four-bedroom is $1,160 a month. So that's our maximum right now at Greening Park for a four-bedroom.
And what's the least you would pay?
Zero.
The apartments are first come, first served. Tamara says the 1 and 2 bedrooms are the most in demand. 3 and 4 bedrooms, like the one Courtney is trying to get into, have the shortest wait. Still, Tamara says some have been waitlisted for up to a year. In the meantime, she says Greening Park tries to encourage people to apply around. There are other subsidized units in Juneau, and some private landlords take Section 8 vouchers. Tamara thinks overall, Juneau is doing pretty good compared to other cities. But it's not enough.
Well, no. We need to keep working.
Courtney and I were supposed to get together after our first conversation. But when that day rolled around, I didn't hear back. Her cell phone had been shut off. A few weeks went by. I wasn't sure if I'd see her again.
I'm going to put this mic on, yeah, but I'm going to try to make it where it doesn't feel like it's in the way.
Since we last spoke, she's moved her RV from Schweitzer Village and into a friend's garage. There are no hookups for water and sewer.
When we can, if the door's not locked, we can use our friend's bathroom, or we have to pee outside, like we're camping.
Do you have to do that pretty regularly?
Yeah.
And her daughter, her oldest, is living with a friend.
She's 11, and so it's such an important time. And me not being there is, like, killing me.
Even though Courtney is at the top of the list at Greening Park, she's trying to apply to other places. It's been a challenge without having her own car. Without a phone, she's worried she won't get the message if a place does open up. And when it comes to her future, she says she's not sure what that will look like. She just hopes it has 4 safe walls.
Don't even care if I have furniture. I just want to be with all my kids again, all together, make dinner together and have, you know, game night and start healing from their dad leaving all together, because we can't do it separately like this.
She's considering packing up the RV and moving back to Oregon. She says her family can't wait. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.